The Second General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa has brought together here in the Vatican from the 4th of October to the 25th over 200 bishops, plus experts, both religious and lay, from across this vast continent to discuss the themes of reconciliation, justice, and peace. Among those invited to the synod was Felicia Onyabo, the national president of the Catholic Women's Organization of Nigeria. I caught up with her in the Synod Hall and asked her to sit down with me in our studios here. So be sure to stay tuned to find out more. A word of warning. I'd like to begin with a surprise recording from our Vatican Radio archives when a pope visited Felicia's nation, addressing her organization. It was the 14th of February 1982, the place Kaduna, Nigeria, when Pope John Paul II addresses the Catholic women of this vast nation.
I am very happy to greet you, the leaders of the Catholic Women's Organization of Nigeria. Although I have met leaders of the National Laity Council, in which you are also included, my special encounter with you is justified by the unique place which you occupy in the family, in the church, and in the society. I should confess to you that your bishops, during their ad limina visit, said to me that you are very strong.
The Catholic Women Organization is very, very dynamic. It's a force, because you can imagine how many we are. We have professional women, women in uniform, nurses, doctors, in fact, every walk of life, they are there, including the unemployed and housewives. They really have a voice. That is, within the church, they are not marginalized. Some distinct roles that women are not expected to play in the church. So, but whatever is their own role, they play it well.
A force, these Catholic women, who were represented well over 20 years later at the Synod for Africa by Felicia Onyabo, current president of this organization, first established in 1975 following the Civil War of 1970, an organization which has grown over the years and is now 15 million strong. That means 10% of the population of Nigeria. Felicia does this from Abuja, Nigeria's capital, located in the very centre of a vast territory, where, as the international media relates, in the mainly Muslim north, Christians often have a tough time standing up to fundamentalist groups. But as this Catholic woman, who holds down a high-powered job in the fiscal policy department of the Ministry of Finance, explains, not all Muslims create problems. Take my boss, for example. He's a Muslim and was extremely understanding. When I asked to attend this Synod for Africa in Rome, despite already having taken all of my yearly leave.
What he did really surprised me. After reading the letter, he shook my hand. Said, yes, we are indeed proud to have you with us. In fact, you have my blessing. You can go.
Felicia is mother to 4 girls and 2 boys and grandmother of 5, and tells me that her husband, a businessman and politician, is proud of her too. No wonder, as beyond her professional and family chores, she also finds the time to head this army of Catholic women through what is today the largest single non-governmental organization throughout Africa. I asked her about her concerns for the Catholic women in her nation. What are the issues that concern you most as women?
Evangelization. With the Beijing Declaration of 1995, women empowerment came into play. We had to include entrepreneurship. Like now, we have some microfinance. We give loans to women who don't have small amounts as soft loan without interest. If women were given the opportunity to make decisions. I mean, if women are given the chance, the country will be less corrupt, because I don't know of any woman who will just go out of her way to become corrupt. No woman will like to bring shame to her family because of her children, because of her husband, and all those people who have been bearing the name she picked up by marriage. In fact, it is hard to get a woman that is corrupt. And the few that found themselves in that situation, go and check it. It was pressure from their husbands or their brothers that got them into that corruption. So I believe that if women are given a chance, they will do very well, because they have a lot to protect.
I knew that during the Synod for Africa, the suffering of women and children in war-torn areas had been discussed at length. So I asked her what her reaction to this was.
Women and children are the most vulnerable group when it comes to war. They are the people who lose their husbands. They are the people who get raped. They are the people who suffer all kinds of hardship during these wars. It's lamentable what women go through. If only men will just think about what can happen to their wives and children before going to beat the war drum. Even if there is no war, this HIV pandemic is the women that bear the brunt.
These Catholic women from Nigeria seem to have an answer to everything. They even foot the bills for mass weddings.
They organize mass wedding, you know, foot the bill. Because so many people, you find out that a lot of people in the Catholic Church will just get married and they become fallen Catholics. They don't go to sacraments anymore. They start living with their wives after the traditional wedding. So that is why the CWO, Catholic Women Organization, organizes mass wedding. About 20 couples, 30 couples will be wedded in one day. And the Catholic Women Organization will organize everything.
So flowers, reception.
Reception, cakes. No, they bring everything. They cook and bring food, drinks, everything, just to give people the opportunity to get married in the church.
While chatting to me, Felicia also pinpointed issues regarding moral decadence in her nation.
It started immediately after the Civil War. Government took over schools that were mission schools. With that went moral education. What is the result? We've had 40 years of moral decadence. 40 years, from 1970 till now. Children are just growing without moral education, except what maybe you taught them in the home, which is not enough. Right now, the Nigerian youth can only look up to people we call the 419, people who made their money from dubious means, and they are flaunting their wealth. And so for children, it is very, very misleading. They see these people as their mentor. Oh, he drives a Jeep. Oh, he built a big house. Oh, he is married to a graduate. So the Nigerian youth of today is looking up to people you will not even like to associate with. But for the youth, in their plastic minds, these people appear to be very successful. So that is why the Catholic Women Organization has decided, let us build a school and start from somewhere. At least this school will have civic responsibilities as a curricula, as well as moral education, designated to the girl child, and the girl child will benefit from it because they eventually will become mothers of tomorrow.
Do you share your concerns when you're working with other churches at all? with other Christian churches? Do you have meetings with Muslims?
I have it in my action plan to collaborate with them because I found out that we have basically the same interest. For example, 2 years ago when the abortion bill was to be passed, we collaborated with Muslim women and we sent our memorandum each. And we were able to stall it. They couldn't move. You know, so there are a lot of things, a lot of values we have in common, and we can find common ground.
And warm thanks there to the national president of the Catholic Women's Organization of Nigeria, Felicia Onyabo. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.